We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, welcome into Candlestick Chronicles, a 49ers podcast on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I'm Kyle Madsen. I write about the 49ers over at NinersWire.com, part of the USA Today Sports Media Group. Joining me now, the world's foremost Domantas Sabonis expert, Chris Biederman. And we're going to talk about the 49ers. They know who they're playing in the divisional round. They will be hosting the Green Bay Packers after the Packers upset the Dallas Cowboys. A shocker that the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy fell apart in the postseason. We'll talk about that. And what to make of this Rams-Lions game, which is going as we are recording. So we will do all of that. But first, we got to tell you about the homies at Lamb Chops. We love Lamb Chops. Been wearing my Lamb Chops hoodies. I've been sitting around the house a lot over the weekend, and it's been all Lamb Chops, baby. Just so comfortable. I've got my sweat shorts on right now with the zippered pockets. So if somebody happens to break into my home... tries to pickpocket me in my own home, they have no chance. Thanks.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, whoever that is. I was on 7 flights from Monday to Saturday, and I was rocking the Lamb Chops ash gray hoodie on every single one, and got a lot of compliments on the Lamb Chops hoodie. Super comfortable, obviously a little bit oversized, just like the perfect weight. To be wearing while traveling. Planes can be a little cold, but you don't want something that's a little too warm, right? You don't want to be sweating in your seat and have to like awkwardly take your sweatshirt off while you're on the plane because you got people around you. Just super comfortable during my travels. So special shout out to Lamb Chops for hooking it up that way.
SGLambChops.com is the website. Candlestick20 is the promo code. Get 20% off your order today. We also love Cooperage. Shout out to Cooperage Brewing, the home of the Candlestick Chronicles Hazy IPA, named after this podcast, not vice versa. We love Candlestick Chronicles Hazy IPA. Well, in the podcast, but more the Hazy IPA from Cooperage Brewing. We love all their beers, though. My buddy Tommy, Tommy Call, shout out, a contributor at Niners Wire, went to a local bottle shop. He lives up in Santa Rosa, and he went in, and he took a photo of the rack of Candlestick Chronicles that they have in there, and it was sitting on top of some Keg Slayer, and I loved the symbolism of that being a real 1A 1B thing.
Just an elite lineup. That's like having Trent Williams and George Kittle on the left side of your line and just deciding we're going to run that direction. Yeah, when you have Candy Cron and Keg Slayer up there, 1-2
it's the Kittle Juszczyk combo block.
Yep, equally as effective.
Or the Charlie Werner. No. Okay. All right. No. That's fine.
Underrated run blocker, Charlie Werner. You know, like, but our beers, I think our beer is properly rated. Like, people think very highly of it.
I agree. Coopersbrewing.com is where you can order yours today. If you're 21 or over and in the state of California, they'll ship it right to your front door. You sign for it. There's 24 beers at your front door. Maybe there's one you like. Maybe you want to grab a mix and match pack where you get a bunch of different kinds of beer in your case, and you can try them all, and then you can order a case or whatever you like. Do that today at CooperageBrewing.com. All right, let's talk playoffs.
Blue Wire. Hey, this is George Kittle, and you're listening to Candlestick Chronicles.
Kittle in Denver territory! Kittle is gonna go! Touchdown!
Go, Bosa's got him and a sack him back inside the 30-yard line. Nick Bosa drops Aaron Rodgers for a 13-yard loss.
Quick pass caught by Kittle. He dives and he's in. Touchdown, 49ers.
Dang, so we were sitting there talking, Chris, you and I. We're sitting there talking about when we were going to pod today, and it's like, all right, well, if you know the Cowboys win and the Lions win, then maybe we push it because then we're waiting until after Buccaneers Eagles, or you know, let's kind of see. And then the Packers just took care of it for us. They left no doubt in their 48-32 win over the Cowboys in Dallas. So the 49ers are playing the Packers. That's what it is. There's no other scenario. It is Packers at Niners. Niners 9.5 point favorites on the opening line.
That's a lot of points.
That's a ton of points.
So here, yeah, a few different thoughts. I think the Packers played a hell of a game. I think they deserve a ton of credit for the way they played against Dallas. They were clearly the better team. Just like they felt much more prepared to go out and win. Like the Cowboys. I don't know what it is about the Cowboys. I don't know if they are just consistently a team that buys into its own hype, or if they're just if Mike McCarthy is just like that poor of a coach in the playoffs. But they are far too talented to be falling behind 27-0 to a quarterback making his first start in the playoffs.
1,000%, dude.
So I think like two things are true. I think the Packers were outstanding. Mm-hmm. And I think the Cowboys just completely rolled over and played a horrible, horrible game. And I'm fully expecting those who are listening on Monday morning on the pod feed or watching us on our YouTube channel on Monday. I don't think Mike McCarthy is making it past his morning coffee on Monday.
I think he's
going to get fired. I think the Cowboys will want to hire Bill Belichick. I think they probably should hire Mike Vrabel. I think they need a tough guy. I think they need like a tough guy who's actually been in it, who can like look players in the eye and hold them accountable because he's done it, right? Like I think there's a certain value in that. I think just like having a coach, you know, like Mike McCarthy was the type of coach who's you sort of respected, like, oh, because he won a championship in 2010 with Aaron Rodgers. Like that's basically ancient history.
Yeah, that was so long ago.
The more recent history is they screw up and play down to their competition and commit a ton of penalties and make a ton of stupid mistakes and lose a bunch of big games. And they're good enough to have a nice seed, have the number two seed in the playoffs, but rarely do they ever feel like a threat. And as long as Mike McCarthy's been the coach, that's the way I've felt about that team. And that's borne out over time. Like my priors have been confirmed. Like McCarthy is just not a playoff coach. No matter how talented they are, I can never trust them with Mike McCarthy pulling the strings.
What did it feel to you like when the Packers made it 14-0, it was over?
Yeah.
It felt like everybody on the Cowboys knew they were cooked because they look over to their sideline and it's Mike McCarthy walking around over there. And like you said, going down 27-0. And here's the thing is the whole thing with the Packers was, hey, their defense is terrible. Their defense has not played well down the stretch. And the Cowboys had nothing for them until the end when the Packers just kind of took their foot off the gas. But the Cowboys for much of that game had zero for a bad Packers defense. And that's like supposed to be Mike McCarthy's thing. He took over the play calling. And they were ass in the biggest moment once again. Dude, I'm out on Dak, bro. Get Dak out of my face.
That's fair.
I mean, maybe with a better coach. I mean, he has that Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy. Maybe a better coach just unlocks him entirely. But man, he's not the same guy in the postseason.
Yeah. So like zooming out a little bit, I often think it's like lazy analysis to think like, oh, they just thought they could show up and they would roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I legitimately think that's been like the Cowboys' issue in these big games. It's like, oh, we don't have to worry about the Packers. Like their defense is trash. We're gonna throw all over them. You know, like our defense is good enough to stop this young quarterback making his first playoff start. Like we're just gonna roll these dudes and let's see who we get in round two. Like, that is what the team looked like on the field. Like, it looked like they thought they were just going to show up and win the game. And that's what makes the NFL so, like, so much different than all the other sports. Mm-hmm. Within the, like, with the fact that it's just, it's not a seven game series, it's one game. Like, yep. You know, there are a lot of NBA series in the playoffs where it's like one team just like doesn't show up the first game, and it's like, okay, now the series started. Like, the favorite got kicked in the teeth in the first game, but they still could win because they're the better team. You don't get that luxury in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys were playing like a team, or looked like a team that just, oh, we're just going to roll these dudes. We're way better in the regular season. We're the 2 seed. They're the 7 seed.
Yeah.
And like, that's honestly what it felt like. And man, like, I was really impressed with Jordan Love. And
he was legitimately awesome, man.
I legitimately think, as of right now, and maybe I'm prisoner of the moment, but I think Jordan Love is a quarterback that everyone thinks Justin Herbert is. Herbert might be the guy who like looks like the ideal quarterback with his height and his strong arm and his athleticism and whatever numbers you want to look at. But what's the guy ever won? Mm-hmm. And now you have Jordan Love, who's been red hot since Thanksgiving. He talked about on the broadcast the entire day. Like, he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL, full stop, since Thanksgiving, since they went to Detroit and beat the Lions. And that just continued. Like, it was a combination of Matt LaFleur getting guys open against that defense and Jordan Love hitting him. And it was just a masterclass on all accounts, I thought.
Matt LaFleur is a really damn good coach, man.
Yeah.
He's just out there doing it. Jordan Love was awesome. Since week 11, 21 touchdowns, one interception.
Yeah, man.
No. He's made a couple of really good out-of-structure plays today. I was thoroughly impressed with Jordan Love, for sure. And that was one of the reasons I thought Dallas could win this game. It's like, man, it's good defense. Dan Quinn's going to have a plan for Jordan Love. And Jordan Love, you know, he's been really good. First playoff start, though, like, that's a little different. Nope, looked the same. Off-platform throws. Throws into tight windows. He was throwing the ball down the field. He was really, really good. And the run game looked awesome.
Yeah, Aaron Jones is still good.
Yeah.
Turns out.
Dallas had 37 first downs. They are the 9th team ever to have 37 or more first downs in a game. And they are the first one to lose that game.
That's crazy.
Congrats to the Cowboys. Getting 37 first downs and losing.
That is crazy. I'm pulling up the game book right now. I want to see how many of those first downs came in the second half when they were getting there, when they were behind.
Oh, probably a lot of them.
Yeah. So it was 27-7 going into halftime.
Yes.
And the Cowboys had, this is
11.
Great. This is great content.
They had 11 first downs in the first half.
Okay. So the vast majority.
26 in the second half.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I haven't done a deep dive on the Packers yet to have a ton of thoughts. Obviously, if they play like they did today on, I'm guessing Saturday, we don't know when the Niners game is, but
I think it's going to be Saturday. They'll probably
announce it. I would be shocked if it's Sunday.
Well, it has to be Saturday because the winner of Lions Rams is going to play the winner of the Monday night game, and they're not going to have a team playing on Monday night turn around and play on Saturday.
That'd be nuts.
That would be nuts. So the Niners are going to be Saturday. Niners-Packers will be Saturday. It just kind of depends on what the time slot's going to be.
Yeah.
I would imagine it would be the second game on Saturday since it's West Coast.
Yeah, probably. That would be my guess. But I didn't think that, like, Green Bay was the team when we went through, like, on the radio and said, okay, who do you think the Niners will want to face? And it's like, well, probably Green Bay. They're inexperienced. Our defense isn't any good. But then you watch them today in Dallas and you're going, oh, well, maybe Green Bay's a little better than I thought.
I don't know that that's true. Like, sometimes the underdog team with nothing to lose can be a little bit more dangerous than the known quantity.
Yeah.
I think there's an element of that with Green Bay. Like, they can, you know, we don't know what Jordan Love is necessarily. Like, we know what that it's been. It was kind of a slow start and it looked shaky early on this season. But like since late November, he's been as good as anybody. So it's, you know, I the Niners are going to be, like you said, they're 9.5-point favorites right now. Niners should handle business. And it won't surprise me if the Niners win by double digits. But I do like this. This game was the type of game that changes my opinion of Green Bay, because like you said, going into the game, you're like, yeah, like the team you would probably want to play going into the playoffs would be Green Bay. Right. But after seeing what they did to Dallas, you're like, man, that's maybe a more scary team than than initially thought. And now I'm like, you know, it would be like the Lions might end up getting the better draw here if they win, or the, like if the Lions win, well, I mean, if the, say the Lions won and Tampa Bay beats Philly, like you'd be, obviously the Niners have the advantage in getting the bye, but in round two, you'd be like, man, hosting Tampa Bay or hosting Green Bay after what they did in Dallas, I'd probably rather host Tampa.
Let's pause the 49ers talk real quick and talk about our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in America. It is my favorite way to watch sports. It has greatly enhanced the sports watching experience, and I think it'll do the same for you to earn a little cash. So join us on Prize Picks. I'm telling you, it's not, and even like with basketball season, they do the specials leagues where they do like combo entries where it's like, it'll be like Travis Kelce and LeBron James, and it'll be more or less than 10 and a half combined three-pointers and catches. It's a really fun thing, and it's such a cool way to enhance your sports watching experience. So definitely join me and Chris. We can help you out with that. PrizePicks.com/candlestick. Use promo code candlestick for a first deposit match up to $100. That's PrizePicks.com/candlestick. Promo code candlestick for a first deposit match up to $100. You can do it on the web. There's an app. I use the app. Super easy to use. You're going to love it. Please join us at Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy. Yo, it's your homies Kyle and Chris for Lamb Chops. SGLambChops.com is the website. They are the official clothing brand of Candlestick Chronicles. And follow them on Instagram at SGLambChops. Because they have some really cool looking stuff that your bland ass boy over here is not very good at styling on his own. And so I pop over to the Instagram. I see how other people are dressing themselves in. Maybe it's the wolf shorts or the lion shorts, or maybe it's a pair of joggers, or maybe it's the ash gray hoodie that you and I love so much. And I base my outfits off of that. And it always makes me look dope, which is the single most important thing.
And it's also comfortable. It's also high quality. Yeah. It's super stylish. They're conversation starters, honestly. They also have kids sizes on here too.
Yes, that is.
And everything's correct. Unisex. We should point out also. So, no matter if you're a man or woman, these clothes will look great on you.
Or a child. They have children's sizes and a lot of their stuff as well. Use promo code Candlestick20 today to get 20% off your order, or you can do it tomorrow or whenever. Candlestick20 is a promo code any day of the week to get 20% off your order from SGLambChops.com. Shout out to them. We really appreciate their support, and we would appreciate it if you support them by going to SGLambChops.com and ordering some dope, comfortable, high-quality clothing. Join the herd today. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, but at the same time, talking to people who follow the Packers going in, it's like, I know who the Packers defensive coordinator is from people around the team complaining about him, or people who follow the team complaining about him.
Right. That's true too.
And I think you saw it towards the end of the game a little bit, where Dallas kind of started moving the ball. And I think that was partly because Green Bay took its foot off the gas, but their defense is really, really bad down the stretch. So I think that's something the Niners will be able to take advantage of. And that's where you can flip the game script a little bit and maybe get them on their heels some. And they don't just, I mean, they got rolling downhill early. It gets 14-0 that you can kind of pin your ears back and go at that point.
Yeah.
I think they took full advantage. And Dak threw the pick six, which really opened the floodgates.
Yeah. I think the Niners getting the bye, obviously that's a huge advantage. Yep. Within that, you potentially get Arik Armstead back. And Armstead is sort of transformative for their defensive line, I would say. If he can be 95% of what he's capable of being. Because that, you know, Nick Bosa with some rest. You know, we haven't really seen, like, Nick Bosa, it didn't really feel like he was obviously good during the regular season, but it didn't feel like, wow, that was a dominant Nick Bosa regular season.
Yeah, we didn't.
Like, there weren't a ton of games where it was like, man, Nick Bosa was the best guy on the field, which felt like something we said regularly before this season, right? But now you give Nick Bosa a bye week. I'm open to the possibility of this potentially being the best Nick Bosa that we see.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I don't think he's a worse player because he wasn't as dominant as he was last year when he won Defensive Player of the Year. I just think for whatever reason, he wasn't as productive, but I still think he's perfectly capable. Like, it doesn't seem like he's injured or there's like a reason, a real tangible reason for the production being down other than, I don't know, maybe it just being one of those years. But I would think now, like,
I don't think it's a coincidence.
You might see Hall of Famer type stuff from Nick Bosa.
Yeah, you'd hope so. Also, Eric Armstead has historically played really well in the postseason.
Yeah.
At least the last couple.
Yep.
But with Nick Bosa specifically, I mean, maybe it is. It doesn't feel to me like it's a coincidence that he was excellent this year, but he was maybe a step down from DPOY level.
Yeah.
The year he missed all of the offseason.
Right.
I maybe that is a coincidence, but when you go, man, Nick Bosa wasn't, it felt like he didn't really take over and dominate a game the way he did multiple times last year. Like, well, yeah.
I think we might see some of that in the playoffs now.
Yeah.
But no, like I was, you know, and we'll see about Jaire Alexander who tweaked his ankle injury. But you know, the feeling I get, like the big difference for me always between the Niners and Cowboys, aside from just having a lot more trust for, you know, in Kyle Shanahan than Mike McCarthy, is just like the Cowboys, like talking about sort of the front runner thing and them sort of showing up like, oh, all we need to do is just show up and we'll roll the Packers. Like the Niners have been, and we've talked about it a lot, but like the Niners have been on the doorstep of winning a championship with this core for so long now. And these dudes genuinely feel like they want it so badly that no matter who the opponent is, they're not just going to be like, oh, all we need to do is show up.
Yeah.
And we're just going to roll these dudes. Like, that's not how they play.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that there aren't too many games that they've had where I felt like they just like lack that mindset, right? Like Trent Williams isn't going to allow them to play that way. George Kittle isn't going to allow them to play like Debo Samuel, Fred Warner. Like these dudes always play with their hair on fire.
Yeah.
And it's dramatically different than the Cowboys, who just seem like, oh, we're just going to roll these bad teams at home and have really good numbers at home. But, you know, when it comes to playing big games and against like top quality opponents and in the playoffs, they just don't have it. And the 49ers have, like, the 49ers have a much better playoff record. So, and they're undefeated at Levi's Stadium in the playoffs since Kyle Shanahan got there.
Yeah. 4-0, by the way, in their last four playoff games against Green Bay.
Yeah. But so, they haven't faced Jordan Love in any of those, though.
Yeah, they've only had to play against Aaron Rodgers. You're right. Now, speaking of showing up against good teams, the Dolphins and former 49ers assistant Mike McDaniel finished the year like 1-6 with a minus 110 point differential against playoff teams.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oof. It's not great.
I think they're better than that. Like, I think I
do too. They were so beat up.
Yeah, the injuries defensively were a real problem. And I just, their big issue to me was their offensive line, aside from the injuries. Yeah. I think their defense can be good enough for them to contend. I think Tua can be good enough for them to contend, but they need to, like, it feels like if Jimmy G could throw deep passes, it's kind of what you have with Tua. And we saw the 49ers get to a Super Bowl, obviously, and a couple NFC championship games with Jimmy G.
Yeah.
So I think Tua, like statistically, he can be a top 10 guy in any given season.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to like winning a championship, I think you need a much better offensive line so you can like go somewhere and play in negative 7-degree temperatures and win a game.
Yeah, and I don't know how creative Tua is. So when you get him off his spot, I think he's just less effective. D'Amico Ryans, though, speaking of former 49ers assistants, holy shit. D'Amico can coach, man.
It's probably the most impressive thing in the NFL this year. The fact that the Texans went into the season, like the outside perception was, this is probably a team that might pick in the top three again. Like, they just don't have any talent. The recent history has been so abysmal. They've had the weird stuff with the front office. And then D'Amico comes in and they make the playoffs. And like, it was, I understand why the Browns were favored. Their defense was great all year and Joe Flacco had been playing really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's easy to say in hindsight now, but even like before the game, I was like, it's crazy that the Browns are favored.
Yeah.
In this game going on the road. Like, we're giving like 5 years of evidence that Joe Flacco has been absolutely garbage. Like, we're throwing that out because he's had like a pretty nice stretch here while he's thrown a ton of interceptions. And we're just being like, oh yeah, the Browns are going to go win a road playoff game with Joe Flacco as their quarterback. Like,
yeah.
And we'd
watch D'Amico Ryans got hired because he did things like put clamps on Aaron Rodgers on the road in the playoffs. And I mean, there's pick your awesome 49ers defensive game plan. Like, he's there. And that's what he did to Joe Flacco and the Browns.
And the Texans roster sneaky has like good players at a lot of really important positions.
Yep. Yeah, like CJ Stroud is deep.
CJ Stroud is obviously really good, but like, you have Will Anderson, an elite edge rusher who's young already. You have Derek Stingley, who's a really good corner already. Mm-hmm. You have Laremy Tunsil, who's like an elite left tackle, right? Like,
they, awesome.
if you just like look at their roster and be like, where do you need to be good? It's like corner. They have Nico Collins, right?
Yeah,
Tank Dell when he's healthy. They have a good running back,
tight end.
Yeah, like, you go up and down the list, you're like, yeah.
Buckeyes legend Noah Brown.
Yeah, you want good players at these positions, and the Texans have a lot of them. It's just, it was so unexpected because of what the recent history has been. But D'Amico is that good. Like, he is just that good.
Yep.
And CJ Stroud might be, like, the best young quarterback we've seen in a while.
He's the dude.
Yeah.
He's very, very good. Yeah, no, I the more D'Amico Ryans wins, the better.
The AFC is so wide open, and we've seen Baltimore struggle in the playoffs in the past, despite going in with the league MVP and Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not calling it, but would it be absolutely insane to you if the Texans beat Baltimore next week?
Are they for sure playing Baltimore?
Believe so.
Oh yeah, unless the Steelers upset the Bills.
Right, unless the Steelers upset the Bills.
Which I don't think is going to happen. Yeah, no, I'd be kind of surprised if that happened. Baltimore's really good.
Baltimore is really good, but it wouldn't be like, it wouldn't be like one of those things.
It wouldn't be like if the Steelers beat the Bills. Where it's like shocking.
Yeah. I would put it about as surprising as the Packers doing what happened. But like, even still, knowing what we know about the Cowboys, it's not entirely shocking. Like, we were talking about it like early on in the game while the Packers were on their first drive. Like, are the Cowboys going to blow this? Is this going to be one of those Cowboys moments? I'm not saying that the Ravens are anything like the Cowboys in terms of choking in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, it wouldn't be that insane to me if Houston went in and beat Baltimore.
Yeah, and D'Amico just had a really good game plan for Lamar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. I'd be about as surprised as the Packers dismantling the Cowboys, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about, hey, you know what? Winner of the weekend real quick? Christian Juszczyk?
Man.
Just big time dubs?
I saw as of like earlier this morning, she gained over 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Jeez. That's pretty nice. Sick.
It's pretty sick.
Did you see the story of how she got Taylor Swift that jacket?
Do you know it? Because I thought it was, she just, because she sent Brittany Mahomes a jacket, yes, and then just threw this one in the box.
Yep, shot her shot. It's like, maybe she'll wear it, and she did.
Honestly, like, there's such a market for like women's NFL apparel that looks different than what men wear, right? Like, yeah, it would be really cool, and we're all for it, but it would be really cool if the NFL just like hired Kristen Juszczyk to like design stuff that they ended up like making on a broader scale.
Dude, seriously. She made they that literally the vest Debo was wearing last week.
Yeah.
With the Purdy and the MVP things. That's a Kristen Juszczyk joint.
Yes, she did one. It's for really Simone cool. Biles.
Really, really dope.
Yeah, and there's probably no better marketing arm in like on planet Earth right now than having Taylor Swift rock something you're wearing or you made.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I saw on Instagram,
that's the biggest one you can get
on
outside
Instagram.
Of us wearing lamb chops on the pod, but
well, that's second to Taylor Swift. We're humble enough to admit that we're okay, just a notch all below right, Taylor.
Fair enough.
But no, like GQ and USA Today and ESPN and like just about every single like mainstream Instagram feed was plugging Kristen Juszczyk's jacket.
Incredible.
And really Kyle Juszczyk's cool, doing yeoman's work, plugging his wife's stuff. Find you a spouse or a significant
he's
other
a real one.
Who's gonna pump you up like that. I think that's dope.
Yeah, he's a real one. Now the second most famous Juszczyk, like you said, to ever be on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll have to talk about it. Talk to him about that next time I see him.
Dude, that's honestly probably true, right? There are probably more people now who know Kristen Juszczyk's name than Kyle Juszczyk.
Yes, 100%.
That's so wild.
He's a fullback. No hate to fullbacks, but like
8-time Pro Bowler. Like, might go to the Hall of Fame, but to know like, who Kyle Juszczyk is, you got to be pretty dialed into the NFL, I think.
Like, my fiance and all of her friends know exactly who Kristen Juszczyk is, and I've probably never heard of Kyle Juszczyk.
No chance. No chance.
Which is fine.
Anyways,
but no, it's dope. I think the NFL needs to lean in.
I have nothing else to say right now. Prayers up for Tyler Higbee. Hopefully that injury wasn't too bad. He's got his knee bent the wrong way in Lions.
We got a 3rd and 14. Matt Stafford looks like on the Lions 44-yard line, 4:17 left.
We do not have express written consent from the NFL to broadcast this game, so we're not going to do that.
Updating
the NFL. They're watching.
I think we got a stoppage in play.
I need to get off this call with you.
Yeah,
you're
going
this
on
next
the
play
news.
Happens. I am way behind.
You're going on the local.
I'm also
news
going on the local news.
Yeah. So shout out to you for that.
Yeah.
Thanks. They stopped inviting me once I. Anyway, we can talk about that offline. But they've stopped inviting me. Shout out to Jake Gaten, my guy. All right, get out of here. Niners Packers most likely on Saturday. We appreciate everyone watching, hanging with us on YouTube, and obviously wherever you get your podcast, subscribe, rate, and review, hit the like button, and we'll talk to you guys later in the week.
Preach.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.